This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, bees are sometimes the unsung heroes of the American food production industry. They help pollinate plants, plus they make the honey we all enjoy. However, just like any animal or person, they have to protect themselves for the cold winter months. The bees that are raised around the country to produce honey also have to rely on the expertise of their keepers to keep them alive. We talk about what's going on for the winter right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
When it comes to the wintertime, bees don't migrate, nor do they hibernate. Bees have to be kept someplace warm through the winter. Beekeeper Tim Wilbanks explains what they do to protect the hive.
Making sure that colonies are treated for mites. That mite treatment should have started for most beekeepers back in the spring through the summer, ending up here in the fall, usually in October and early November, that's being wrapped up. So then feeding, making sure that if a hive doesn't have adequate honey stores, that the beekeeper is feeding to get those food stores into that colony going into winter. Here in Wisconsin, you need a minimum of 60 pounds of extra food, either stored honey or stored sugar syrup.
This is not the only option that's available to keepers. Some producers move their entire colonies to warmer climates to keep them alive.
Their winter prep is getting their bees ready to go to another state, Florida, Texas, California. And so for those beekeepers, some of them have maybe even already left. Others are getting their colonies palletized. They're getting them brought back in to a holding yard so that they can load them onto semis. And very soon, within the next few weeks, those bees will be trucked to, like I said, warmer states where they're going to overwinter them. They may have an operation down there. They may have other opportunities for pollination or something like in California coming up next spring. And those bees will be moved into those warmer climates to be built up throughout the wintertime in those warmer climates to be ready for spring pollination.
The ag industry has come to rely on these little fuzzy bees to keep our production going.
Honeybees, being the most manageable insect pollinator, are directly or indirectly related to close to one-third of the food supply here in the U.S. that's produced here in the U.S. Now, that doesn't mean that one out of every three bites is directly related to honeybees. It means honeybees are closely related to the production of that. And what I might mean by that, it could be direct pollination of an almond bloom on an almond tree by a honeybee that results in an almond nut that somebody might consume. It might also be pollination of alfalfa, seed alfalfa, that's then grown as a livestock feed for feeding out beef cattle.
The American Beekeeping Federation is working on a piece of legislation to benefit the little bees. It's called the Hive Act.
Basically, Hive Act stands for Honey, Integrity, Verification, and Enforcement. And what this is aimed at is pushing the FDA to come up with a standard of identity for honey, for natural honey made by honeybees, so that we can police fraudulent honey, which is honey that's been diluted or watered down with sugar syrup or is not. It contains things that aren't natural. And also, this is new in the last few years, lab-made synthetic honey.
I'm Dustin Huffman.